McGraw-Hill Ascent Audio presents Endless Referrals, 3rd edition, by Bob Berg. Narrated by Christopher Grove. Preface. From the on-the-street salesperson to the attorney, from the entrepreneur to the accountant, endless referrals are important. From the financial advisor to the architect, from the automotive sales professional to the realtor, endless referrals are crucial. From the home-based business owner to the insurance agent, and from the network marketeer to the software consultant, endless referrals are the cornerstone of business. Without being solidly based on endless referrals from our customers, clients, and everyday contacts, the fate of any business becomes a nerve-wracking mystery, dependent on the whims of current economic conditions and buying moods. In this book, I show you a system for putting together the marketing aspect of your business in such a way that you'll never again have to ask yourself the age-old question feared by salespeople and entrepreneurs everywhere. Who do I speak to next, now that my original list of names has run out? Why is this so crucial? Because without a list of names of people to contact and offer your products or services, you have no business. I call this names list your inventory. Most people think of their business inventory as the excellent products or services they sell. That is certainly a legitimate definition of inventory. But it's not what I'm talking about here. In fact, I'd rather refer to the actual products and services you and I sell as commodities. The purpose of this book is not to discuss your particular commodity. Of course, the commodity itself should be excellent, and you want to be able to stand behind it and fully guarantee it. That goes without question. But when I say inventory, I'm talking about the number of quality names on your list, names of people to whom you have easy access precisely because you formed the types of relationships we'll be discussing in this book. Every business person knows that no matter what your business, without inventory, you're out of business. And this most certainly holds true for this definition of the term. Having quality names on your list is the lifeblood of your business, and having an endless supply of quality names makes for a vibrant, healthy business. One reason this is so important is for the impact it has on your confidence level. Without a strong list of names, every time someone tells you, "No, I'm not interested," you panic a little and lose just a bit of your posture. What is posture? I define posture as when you care, but not that much. In other words, while you would certainly prefer that the person be interested in doing business with you, you're not emotionally attached to the results. If he's interested, great. If he's not interested, that's okay too. You're prepared to end the conversation in a very polite and gracious manner and move on to your next prospect. That's posture. Prospects respond positively when a salesperson has posture, because they assume that if you value yourself enough to act in that manner, your product or service must also be of value. What is the best way to develop true posture? Simply by having such a large list of quality names that you never, ever have to be concerned by someone not being interested in doing business with you. You'll always remain polite, but again, you won't be emotionally attached to the results. You'll know that making your product or service available and presenting it in the right way is your job. The decision as to whether or not to purchase is your prospect's job. Please remember this key statement. The amount of posture you have and the amount of posture you display is directly proportional to the number of quality names on your list, your inventory. There is practically nothing worse for your business than constantly worrying about how to find that next person to whom you can present your product or service. Yet that is usually exactly what happens when you have no system for acquiring new prospects. A business without a steady flow, or even better, a flood of referrals, always keeps you on the defensive, knowing that it's up to you to come up with new people to talk to. On the other hand, a business based on endless referrals fills you with peace of mind. Having a system for acquiring endless referrals means going to sleep at night knowing you'll have new business waiting for you the next day, and the next, for as long as you desire. So, if we're talking about endless referrals, are we talking about endless prospecting? No. Prospecting is certainly one element in generating endless referrals, and always will be. But these days, the rules of the game are changing. Standard prospecting techniques no longer work the way they once did. The average consumer today is more knowledgeable, is less trusting, and wants to have a know-you-like-you-trust-you relationship with her salesperson. Nowadays, in order to build that business based on endless referrals, we do it another way. We network. Unfortunately, the term network is often misunderstood. Does it mean handing out business cards or aggressively shaking hands with everyone who comes within 3 feet? Do we tell people we are networking? Where can we do it? Exactly what is networking anyway? In essence, networking is the mutual give and take that results in a winning situation for everyone involved. The idea of networking has always existed in some form, as in the Old Boys Network, for instance, or the Grapevine. It came into prominence as a business strategy only during the 1980s, and has since been finely honed as an art and science. Yet most people are not aware of this development. I realized this as I listened to the great humorist Roger Muskellier tell a story about networking at a National Speakers Association convention. Of course, Roger added after bringing up the term, in the old days we just called it talking. This brought laughter from the audience, and thousands of heads nodded in agreement. At that moment, I realized that this is what most people actually believe, that networking is merely talking, jabbering incessantly to anyone who will listen why they should be doing business with you, along with indiscriminately handing out business cards. It isn't. As misunderstood as networking is, there is a real need for individuals and companies in modern business to use it effectively. Why? Because in today's tough business climate, where competition is so incredibly fierce and many markets are already saturated, people are realizing that it's vital to be able to cultivate new business without spending a lot of money doing it. Here is how I define networking. Networking is the cultivating of mutually beneficial, give-and-take, win-win relationships. One of the results of this process, and the one that directly concerns us in this book, can be the development of a large and diverse group of people who gladly and continually refer a lot of business to us, while we do the same for them. Throughout this book, you will have the opportunity to meet and learn from people who have successfully developed businesses based on referrals by using the principles and methods described. Do each use all of them? Not at all. Certain people find that some ideas are more applicable than others to their particular profession or method of operation. Endless referrals, in other words, is based not on theory or on ideas that just look good on paper. It is based on a system of time-tested, proven principles and ideas that have worked for many, many people. As you listen to this book, you may find yourself saying at times, that particular idea wouldn't work for me, or I could never see myself doing that, or it won't work in this part of the country or with my particular customers. If that occurs, you have two choices. One is to not even try it. The other, more profitable choice is to mold the principle involved to your particular business style and type of work. Don't let the particulars get in your way. The system I'll be describing is based on foundational principles, and they work. If you follow this system with a ready, willing, able, and open mind, you too will soon find yourself cultivating a network of endless referrals. Bob Berg. Note on the revised edition. Well, here it is, 2005, 6 years since I last revised this book. The original was published in 1994, the revised edition in 1999. and people have been suggesting that it's time for another revision. I agree. Why? Because in the past 6 years, business and the various methods for acquiring more of it have continued to evolve. Please don't get me wrong. The principles haven't changed. Not a bit. The essence of selling and of the endless referrals system remains the same. All things being equal, people will do business with and refer business to those people they know, like, and trust. But as technology continues to evolve at lightning speed, strategies also continue to change, and more people continue to fight for what appears to be an ever-shrinking piece of the same business pie. Actually, my own belief is that we live in an abundant, limitless universe where lack never need appear. But for now, this is the way of the world, and we need to know how to work effectively within those parameters. For the 1999 rewrite of Endless Referrals, I wrote, with the help of experts in the field, an entire chapter on using the Internet, explaining much of the basics involved in this technology, which had just reached its tipping point. Today, of course, we've learned a good deal more about the Internet, and its use in business has reached the stage where its importance is self-evident. Practically everyone listening to this book either has an Internet presence already, or is at least using email to a significant degree. In this new edition, therefore, while I have again included a chapter on using the Internet to help build your network, the influence of the online world has spread throughout the book. We also provide examples for businesses not mentioned in the previous two editions. As I've grown in my own speaking, writing, and consulting practice, I've had more experience myself and wish to share these with you. We will look in some detail at the mindset of the salesperson as it relates to referrals, a topic I didn't discuss in either of the first two versions, and which in this edition attained such importance that it grew into two chapters. In working with several companies who wanted to move from a dependency on company-generated leads to a referral mindset, I discovered that the most difficult part of the whole process was just that, the mindset of the salesperson. The methodology is simple. Repositioning the salesperson's thought process turned out to be crucial. Happily, the results were often spectacular, and it seemed too valuable a tool not to share with you. So why is it that so many salespeople don't ask for referrals? Well, find out why and what to do about it. How to network effectively to find a new job or career, another topic that was not in the previous two editions, is something we'll discuss in Chapter 16. I can't tell you how often I'm asked about this, and because it seems more and more relevant with each passing year, it seems a worthwhile subject to provide some guidance in here. Along with my own observations, I also share advice from a couple of the top people in that field. In this edition, we also look more at what is known as attraction marketing. In past editions, I've taught readers how to go out and get the business by building mutually beneficial give-and-take win-win relationships. Now we'll also explore another tack that's worked for me and many others, by providing a method for prospects to identify themselves as such, so that you can then build the relationship from there. This will save you a lot of time, while ensuring that you always have good, qualified prospects waiting to fill your sales funnel or profit funnel. Be sure to check this out in Chapter 14. Even in this chapter, however, we are in no way abandoning the endless referrals system. No way. Know how. The basic premise of know you, like you, trust you applies just as much in this aspect of marketing and selling as in any other. We are simply providing more options and allowing for a richer mix of really good methods for developing new prospects, customers, and clients. After all, the name of the game is to continually develop more and more business and to have a lot of fun while doing it. My goal with this revised edition of Endless Referrals is for you to be able to use this information more than ever as a foundation to help you reach your personal and business goals and achieve your dream of financial freedom. Chapter 1. Networking: What It Is and What It Does for You. The late Og Mandino was an extremely successful man. A renowned speaker and storyteller, he is probably best known as author of the classic bestseller, The Greatest Salesman in the World, a book that has sold more than 30 million copies. Yes, that's 30 million copies. And that was only one book. His others, many of them classics in their own right, and all with powerful, life-changing lessons, also continue to sell extremely well. Earlier in my career, and just a few years before Og passed away, I had the honor on several occasions of presenting just before he did at large public events. At one of these events, I told him it was one of my biggest thrills to be his opening act. He just laughed and said the honor was his. He was a very kind and humble man. A year or two earlier, in July 1992, Og was the keynote speaker at the annual National Speakers Association convention. For about 45 minutes, he talked about the fact that nobody who is truly successful ever does it alone. He talked about his wife, his family, his associates and friends, all the people who had helped him through the rough times and over the hurdles. And if you're familiar with Og's story and personal transformation, you know those rough times and hurdles were many. But what does that have to do with networking? Let's go back to the definition of networking from the preface: the cultivating of mutually beneficial give-and-take win-win relationships. Now, let's go over how Webster's Dictionary defines the term network. 1. Any arrangement of fabric or parallel wires, threads, etc., crossed at regular intervals by others fastened to them so as to leave open space, netting, mesh. 2. A thing resembling this in some way. Now, for the purpose of this book, let's leave out the words and thoughts in both definitions, mine and Webster's, that don't apply, and keep those that do. Oh, and let's substitute the word people for the words fabric, parallel wires, and threads in Webster's. Here is what we get. Network: an arrangement of people crossed at regular intervals by other people, all of whom are cultivating mutually beneficial, give-and-take, win-win relationships with each other. The basic setup. Let's go over the first part of what we have. Just as we are each positioned at the center of our own particular universe, each of us is also positioned at the center of our network. We realize, of course, that all the other people are positioned at the centers of their networks, and that is as it should be. Each of the people in any given network serves as a source of support, referrals, help, information, etc., for everyone else in that network. Those who know how to use the tremendous strength of a network realize this very important fact. We are not dependent on each other, nor are we independent of each other. We are all interdependent with each other. The true strength really comes through realizing that all the people in our network are also part of other people's networks that we ourselves don't personally know, and that indirectly makes each of those people part of our network too. Sphere of influence. Are you familiar with the term sphere of influence? Sphere of influence simply refers to the people you know, people who are somehow, in some way, a part of your life, directly or indirectly, and sometimes even very indirectly. Your sphere of influence includes everyone from immediate family members to distant relatives, close friends to casual acquaintances, the person who delivers the mail, the plumber, the tailor, the person who cuts your hair. Practically anybody who in some way touches your life and whose life you touch. Have you ever heard of Joe Girard? Based out of a Chevrolet dealership in Detroit, Michigan, Joe Girard was one of the world's most successful car salespeople. Actually, He was officially the most successful car salesperson in the world for 14 consecutive years. That's how long he was listed in the Guinness Book of World Records for selling the most cars in a year's time. And not fleet sales either, but individual new car sales. Joe Girard sold oodles and oodles of cars. My feeling, and I hope it's yours too, is that anyone with that kind of record has wisdom we should be willing to listen to, if he's willing to share it. Happily, he is. In his book, How to Sell Anything to Anybody, Girard explains what he calls Girard's Law of 250, which states that each of us has a personal sphere of influence of about 250 people. According to Girard, about 250 people will attend your wedding and your funeral. Here's how he arrived at that number. He once asked the funeral director at a funeral he was attending about how many people usually come to pay their respects. On average, about 250 was the response. Soon after this, Joe attended a wedding where he asked the caterer the same question, only this time about wedding receptions. The answer? About 250 from the bride's side and another 250 from the groom's side. In other words, according to Girard's Law of 250, everyone knows about 250 people in his or her life important enough to invite to their wedding and have show up at their funeral. Now, even if that figure seems high, and given that not everyone in our sphere of influence will necessarily be invited to our wedding or attend our funeral, the numbers do work out, and quite well. Here's an exercise you can do to prove this to yourself. As you're doing this, don't prejudge, pre-qualify, or for any other reason leave someone off the list. We're doing this only to make a point. You'll understand in a moment how it ties in. By the way, the following is not meant to limit you in any way. It's just a suggestion to help get you started. First, take a pencil and paper and write down the names of those people you know who immediately come to mind. Everybody. Don't worry about whether they qualify to purchase your product or service. That's not important for right now. Write down as many of these names as you can think of. If you're like most of us, you'll find that not many people readily come to mind. You'll learn why that is in the segment, How to Ask for Referrals, so that you actually get them, in Chapter 6. After you've exhausted this list, then turn to your local Yellow Pages telephone directory. Go to the letter A, and notice all the job classifications that begin with A. Go through these one by one, and write down the names of anyone and everyone you know who works in those industries or professions. Now do the same with B, then C, D, E, and all the way through to Z. Examples from each would be, who do you know who is an A, actuary, B, banker, C, chiropractor, D, dentist, and so on. Write them all down. Again, no qualifying, just write them down. Now go to the White Pages directory to look at people's last names, beginning again with A. Who do you know with the last name Aaron? How about Abbott, Atchison, Adair, Atkinson? And then B, Balak, Bass, Brenner, Burns, Byers, and so on. And yes, do the same with C, D, E, and so on, all the way through Z. Next, go through first names. There are just over 50 male and female first names. Actually, there are probably many more, depending on how fancy you want to get. But even going just with the most common names, who do you know by the name of George, Deborah, Tom, Tammy, Steve, Barbara, and so forth? Now think about associations and religious, political, and business organizations in which you might be involved, and write down the names of those within that framework who come to mind. If you actually have a directory, use that. Keep writing down the names of everyone you can think of. Yes, your list is now growing and growing. When finished, you'll discover that the number of people you know will at least come close to 250, and that's before knowing how to effectively network. Without even trying, most of us have a sphere of influence of about 250 people. And more importantly, So do most other people. Why is that more important? Because, although not everyone on your initial list is a qualified prospect for whatever it is you sell, there's a good chance that those on your list know of other people who are. And those people will know of still others who are too. Sure, there will be some crossover. That is, people whom both of you know. But that's not a problem. And this is only the beginning. Again, this is without doing any sort of proactive networking wherein you'll meet new people and form new relationships. And many of those people, people you've never met before, know 250 or more other people you'd have no other way of ever knowing, or would have no other way of knowing of you. Hang on. This is about to get truly exciting. You see, this is where, for most of us, our most lucrative sphere of influence comes into play. The one developed via the endless referrals system. Why? Because even if the new people you meet are themselves only average, meaning of only mild potential value to your business, they each probably know at least 250 other people well enough that those people will attend their wedding and funeral. 250 people they know in some way or other. And by utilizing the endless referral system, you'll learn how to successfully meet the above-average contacts, those people who themselves have very valuable spheres of influence to which they can eventually introduce you. Now, let's tie this all together. Keeping in mind that every time you successfully go through the process of making a new person a part of your network, just one new person, you actually increase your personal sphere of influence by a potential 250 people. And since each of those 250 people also has a sphere of influence of another 250 people, adding this one new person to your network has indirectly put you in potential contact with 62,500 people. It's not hard to see how you can quickly amass an enormous sphere of influence that can soar to incredible heights. Of course, again, there will be some crossover and overlap. So cut that number in half, and just to be safe, cut it in half again. Come to think of it, let's cut it in half one more time. At more than 7,800 people, the numbers still look pretty good, don't they? And again, that's just from one person. This network will increase our sales. These days, buyers are different than they used to be. They are educated, trained, and skeptical. They are backed by consumer protection laws, as it should be. The adage, caveat emptor, let the buyer beware, is no longer apropos. Probably the biggest change of all is that today's buyers are much more relationship-oriented. People want to buy from people they know, like, and trust. That's where our network comes into play, but in a different way than you might imagine. You might be thinking, those people in our network already know us, like us, and trust us. They are our buyers. No. You'll recall that not everyone on that list is a potential buyer. However, they may well be potential referral sources, and they are only the tip of the iceberg. All things being equal, the people who know us, like us, and trust us will tend to buy from us or refer us. But if we stop there, we are walking away from a lot of potential business. Remember, those people are at the center of their own individual networks. They themselves can connect you to a potential 250 or more other people. Keep in mind, those 250 have their own 250. Knowing that, and knowing how to work the situation, will result in a ton of new business. The Golden Rule. The following statement is the central premise, the foundation of the entire endless referrals system. I certainly didn't make this saying up. It's as old as the hills, and for good reason. It's an immutable law. Here it is. All things being equal, people will do business with and refer business to those people they know, like, and trust. This is the bronze, silver, golden, and even platinum rule of networking. In other words, if two people both have similar or equal products, price, know-how.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?